Floods are devastating to communities, but help could be on the way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amir H. Bezadon, associate professor in the Department of Construction Science at Texas A&M University, discusses how AI could play a role in this field.
Floods are the most frequent type of natural disasters in the U.S. There have been 5,000 flood events in the past 20 years, which took the lives of more than 2,000 people. Flood recovery is also very expensive. Only 1 inch of flood water can cost $27,000 in damages to an average home. As little as 6 inches of water can reach the bottom of your car, and all it takes is 1 to 2 feet of water to float and carry away many vehicles. Flood water does not permeate asphalt or concrete, which can cause water runoffs, hamper evacuation and movement of goods and services, and of course disrupt traffic. FEMA flood maps are widely used to determine flood risk, vulnerability, and insurance cost, but the process of creating and updating these maps is very complex. 75% of these maps are older than 5 years, leaving many U.S. communities with new or outdated flood maps. My research uses citizen science and artificial intelligence, or AI, to measure flood risk from photos of traffic signs that are everywhere and have standard dimensions. A good example is the stop signs. There are roughly 1 billion of these signs in the U.S., or 250 signs per square mile. By comparison, the USGS operates a little more than 9,500 flood gauges nationwide. In my work, we deploy computer vision and AI to detect submerged stop signs in crowdsourced street photos and use them as benchmark to estimate flood water depth and create local flood risk maps. Crowdsourcing also allows us to work closely with flood-prone neighborhoods and engage with local residents, especially from underserved communities, to make AI solutions that work for the public good.
That was Amir H. Bezadon of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.